You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis on Friday held a prayer service for reconciliation in Colombia, meeting with both victims and perpetrators of the violence that has plagued the country for over half a century. It wasn't so much words that Pope Francis wanted to offer Colombia's injured and bereaved families, but rather a listening ear, a warm embrace, and the chance to weep together with them. He pointed to a broken crucifix that once hung on the altar of a church in the town of Bojaya, site of a massacre of over 100 people, mainly women and children, in 2002, as paramilitaries and guerrillas fought for control of a key drug trafficking route. Terrified residents fled into the church. FARC fighters launched gas cylinder bombs, one of which went through the roof and landed on the altar, blowing away the arms and legs of the crucified Christ. While Christ has been mutilated and wounded, the Pope said, his face remains and reminds us that hatred does not have the last word and that love is stronger than violence and death. Pope Francis listened to four people sharing dramatic personal testimonies of the way they've suffered from the conflict through injuries, the murder of family members, or by fighting on one side or the other. He responded to each one, thanking them for their efforts to forgive and thus to break the violent cycle of hatred and revenge. He said he was moved by their stories of suffering and anguish, but also by the words of love and forgiveness that speak of life and hope. The Pope acknowledged it's a huge challenge to learn to trust and welcome those who've committed offences, but it's the only way to heal the pain and find peace. The Pope said it's also vital to uncover the truth, helping families find out what really happened to their missing relatives or confessing violent crimes carried out in the name of warped ideologies. Finally, Pope Francis prayed that all Colombians might be builders of peace, becoming the hands and feet of the disfigured Christ as they reach out to embrace, console and bless those who weep alone. I'm Philippa Hitchin.